Okay, we have a dilemma that we will talk about here. We need like an official People's Court ruling. But for now, the final results of the poll question, for all intents and purposes now, I always forget to change the actual time on it. So you still got 21 hours technically to vote on the thing, but we're not going to talk about it anymore. So the last time we're talking about it is right now. 55% of you say no, Alex Delton will not start a game at quarterback at K-State. It held steady once it got to 55-45. Again, I'm slightly surprised it was that close. To me, the answer is more clear that barring injury, it would be no. And maybe that's why it is close, because I leave the wiggle room there for there to be an injury next year to Jesse Ertz and Alex Delton starts a game. So I could just be misreading it, and that's what everybody is thinking. But that's where we are at with that poll question. I'm glad that it was close, because I think it makes for some healthy debate. Now, speaking of healthy debate, there are a couple things that I need to connect here. One, an important factor to consider if you are voting in this poll that I apologize to you, the listener. I should have thrown this out there at the beginning of the show, because this is some data that's available that may change which way you would go on the poll. That is that Alex Delton was borderline in the hashtag my guys territory. When he was first coming into the program, I was leaning that way. Like, I was definitely excited about him. I didn't totally latch on to him with my complete cult hero fangs like I have with some, but he was in the ballpark. And if he's in the ballpark, that's probably a bad sign for the rest of his career, because we just compiled a list of people that in the history of the show and just in the history of me being a fan have been big time my guys. And a lot of times these are just guys that they're not going to be the best player on the team, but they're guys that I really fell in love with for whatever reason. And even to, you know, even when they clearly were not as good as I had perceived or hoped, I was still just, the love was there for those guys. And you want to read the list?
Sure.
You
want
to take the list away?
I was going to say, there are some examples of guys that were your guys that did have good careers, Angel Rodriguez being one. Marcus Peters being another, currently with the Chiefs. And then one that I just had to add, and I cannot believe that we left him out during the break, but Michael Bishop is absolutely a John's guy.
Well, yeah, sure. But Bishop, I feel like...
But you loved Bishop more than...
Well, he's my favorite athlete ever, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, all right. So you have to put him in there.
But okay, fine.
The rest of the list is kind of
Let's
shaky.
Look at, especially in recent years, like the last 7 years here. Number one, Daniel Sams. Changed positions... Transferred. Number two, Javon Thomas. Couldn't hit a free throw. Transferred. Number three, Angel Rodriguez. Was awesome. Painful transfer. Number four, Ron Freeman. I got a lot of enjoyment out of watching him play in mop-up duty, but transferred. Now he's in junior college. Johnny Manziel. I don't even know where to begin on that one, but
he's depends on what you're looking at.
He's a disaster, and... I don't know, is probably with some Instagram model on a beach somewhere, yeah, using whatever is left of his money, but he's far from the NFL. Yordano Ventura, man, I don't even want to joke about that. Obviously, you know how that wound up, plus his career was really spotty up and down anyway. DeAnthony Thomas, the Chiefs. I was stoked when they drafted him. I basically thought he was going to be what Tyreek Hill has turned out to be, and he's never really been all that good. Downtown Freddie Brown. Now, I will fight you tooth and nail on this, but Fred Brown, 2 years of K-State men's basketball fame, was a great shooter. Did nothing but just rain threes. I loved him. He hit two huge shots that NIT year to get wins at Texas and Texas A&M. We would not remember that 44-point Denny Clemente game as fondly if it were not for Freddie Brown coming down and sticking a three right in the Horns' eyes in overtime.
I have a submission if we have a separate category for guys that weren't K-State athletes and actually competed against K-State. If you have a category like that, at least Darius Dunn has to be in there, right? I thought that he was one of your favorite college players that wasn't at K-State.
Yeah, I responded to that CBS question that was asking for an obscure college player that you always liked. Yeah, I always liked Lace Darius Dunn. I don't know if it's fair to throw him in that category. I don't know if he was at that level of love.
Scott Drew is one of your guys.
Yeah, if we're going coaches, yeah. Scott Drew, absolutely.
Scott Drew, Frank.
Yeah, Frank Martin.
Hugs. I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, coach. Mike Leach.
Oh, really? The Pirate.
Oh, okay. Dude, absolutely. I love Mike Leach.
All right.
I would love for Mike Leach to be the head coach here someday. Would take.
All right.
Would take.
I think that's a pretty good list.
It is, but it's important to consider because if you are going to vote yes or no on the Delton question, if you feel like he falls enough under the category of my guys, that's not a good indicator for success, at least at Kansas State, if we're going to make that distinction.
Right.
Success at K-State, you typically can't really be one of my guys.
That was fun. I actually enjoyed that impromptu list putting together.
I found a poster of Javon Thomas cleaning out my office today. So this was on the back burner of my brain anyway to bring up because I had not thought about Javon in a while, but I was just going through like old posters and there was it's not really a poster, I guess. It's more
it was a game program.
It's the fold out program when it was the one that they had for Javon Thomas from the 14-15 season. And remember he came in and he was great after semester 13-14. He shut down Juwan Staten in Bramlage.
Yeah, he was great defensively. Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't – his warts on offense weren't showing quite as much because – probably just because he wasn't having to play as much. But he seemed like he was going to be a big addition. We were all jacked up for that 14-15 team and just all
came off
the rails.
And now he's now transferring from Seton Hall.
Yeah, I mean, I think he – I would guess – his high major college basketball playing days are over.
Yeah, he wasn't playing at all at Seton Hall.
Yeah, he didn't play. He got in there just a little bit, and then I think I'm not even sure it was a transfer. Mitch, maybe you can double check this. I thought he got kicked off the team.
He was pretty much dismissed. Yeah,
pretty much. Okay.
I mean, he had an incident there in the year he was sitting out where he fought with somebody in a pickup game. So this is just adding fuel to that fire. Things did not work out very well for.
I hope that things go better for Alex Delton than most of the rest of that list.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I wouldn't wish, any ill will on any K-State athlete like that, but maybe I just need to stop getting attached to guys.
Really athletic, but, bench warmer type players?
Yeah, let's see. Are there some similarities? I mean, like, I like the athlete. I mean, bench warmer is not fair. Like, Daniel Sams was playing.
I mean, don't look at like Ron Freeman. Or are we just talking football right now?
Just the whole list. The whole list. Because this transcends both sports.
Ron
this is
Freeman.
Not just
how much did Fred Brown play?
He was in the rotation. Fred Brown played. Problem is he's got a common name. It would take me a little bit to look it up. But I've looked at his stats before. Like, he wasn't bad.
There was one that I was going to ask you about in the break at the bottom of that list. Are they one of your guys?
Lamarck Brown?
Yeah. I thought that you had told me that was one of your guys you were really excited about when they first got to K-State.
Well, I was pretty excited about him. He was a four-star recruit. He was pretty highly recruited when they brought him in here. They never could figure out really where to use him, bouncing back and forth between running back and receiver. I was excited about him, but he wasn't like my guy level. I don't know if there was anybody in the Ron Prince era.
I was thinking back to those receivers, Atrail Snipes.
No, Atrail Snipes was not one of my guys. I'll put it this way: if you're going to take how much I like a player, respective to what is the word that I'm looking for, in respect to how other people hated him, how much I actually was okay with him, you might be able to put Josh Freeman in that category.
Yeah.
Like. A lot of these guys, the baseline level of what people felt about him, mine was just skyrocketed. I loved him, so they're my guy. Well, Josh Freeman, everybody just hates him, so that bar gets lowered. You can't see it right now, but I'm reaching way under the table, and I'm just like at the middle, direct middle, 50-50. Like, I don't hold too much ill will against Josh Freeman.
I think there are more people who are indifferent about Josh Freeman than you think.
Maybe it's personal experience with some people I know personally that feel very passionately about it that is clouding my view there, but I would not put him in the list. I think the official list I'm going to go through right now here as we go to break, shore up the official list. The official list of my guys: Daniel Sams, Javon Thomas, Angel Rodriguez, Ron Freeman, Johnny Manziel, Yordano Ventura, Marcus Peters, Fred Brown, Scott Drew, Frank Martin, Mike Leach. That's where I would draw the cutoff line.
Okay.
My guys.
All right.
So there you have it. Jabroni of the Week, a day late, coming up next.